Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, May 28th, 2018. On this day in 1937, Volkswagen, the German automobile manufacturer, was founded. Visitors to the new youth club at Alexanderplatz are increasing. According to Katrin Lehnen of the Moabiter Ratschlag Association, the social worker responsible for site management, it was only hesitantly accepted in the first months, but numbers have been improving since about Easter. The Senate Department for Education, Youth and Family wants to wait and see how the project will be evaluated, but admits that presently fewer young refugees are being reached than expected. The meeting place Yara, or the Jugend Actionraum Alexanderplatz, is a colorfully painted canteen between the Rotes Rathaus and the Fernsehturm. It opened in November of 2017, and two social workers and an educator are alternately on site, offering leisure activities such as table tennis and beach volleyball. Before that, Alexanderplatz had developed into a meeting place for young refugees. Criminals tried to recruit them for drug trafficking, and individual groups clashed more often. 140,000 euros were made available for Yara. Before, the social work at Alexanderplatz had no fixed location. In the cold months, the employees had mainly dealt with homeless people who were placed in emergency shelters. The converted container also had to become more comfortable. There is now an improvised kitchen, seating, and an exhibition with photos and quotes from young people. According to official figures from the Education Administration, between 5 and 15 young people come into daily contact with the team, especially people from immigrant backgrounds, mostly men in their early 20s. The main problems of the young people are, for example, a lack of employment and a lack of contact with their peers. If information is made readily available, visitors will return, as experience shows that it takes time for a relationship of trust to develop. After the death of a 63-year-old man in Spandau, police have taken over the investigation, assuming a homicide. Residents discovered a seriously injured man in Hauskavelweg and alerted the fire brigade after hearing, quote, extremely long and extremely loud screams. According to a police spokesperson, the rescue workers found the man still alive, and after CPR attempts failed, the man succumbed to his severe injuries. So far, police have not commented on the cause of death, only that the 63-year-old lost a lot of blood, and that police will wait for the results of an autopsy before commenting further on his injuries. Local residents report that the victim was not someone known in their neighborhood. During a demonstration in Berlin's government district yesterday, Alternative for Deutschland, or AfD, leaders warned against a, quote, Islamization of Germany. According to police, more than 5,000 people gathered at the AfD demonstration from the Hauptbahnhof to the Brandenburg Gate. Federal board member Beatrix von Storch said at the opening rally in front of more than 2,000 supporters, quote, the rule of this Islam in Germany is nothing else than the rule of evil. Also commenting that football player Mesut Özil is, quote, not German despite his German passport, because he did not want to sing the national anthem and had met with Turkish President Erdogan. The opening rally was without interference from left-wing groups demonstrating against the AfD in other places in the city center. Similar to the rallies of the Islam-hostile Pegida in Dresden, quote, Merkel must go, was repeatedly chanted by the crowd. The AfD demonstration was held under the motto Future for Germany, ending late in the afternoon with speeches by party chairman Jörg Meuthen and Alexander Gauland in front of the Brandenburg Gate. 25,000 counter-demonstrators on rafts, with music, and in front of the Bundestag attended the anti-AfD protests, which were spread over a total of 13 demonstrations and rallies. AfD opponents had positioned themselves at the Spree, opposite the Hauptbahnhof, and expressed their displeasure at the demonstration with chants and banners fluttering against the AfD. Under the motto AfD Wegbossen, a caravan with about 30 music coaches operated by those in the Berlin club scene moved simultaneously from Hansaplatz to Siegessäule and Straße die 17. Juni. The Noisy Caravan was organized by the Reclaim Club Culture Network. A demonstration of artists then ran from the Weinbergs Park via Unter den Linden to Pariser Platz at the Brandenburg Gate. Several thousand counter-demonstrators had gathered in front of the Reichstag building for the central rally for the, quote, Stop the Hatred, Stop the AfD gathering. Unions, as well as the Greens, the Left, and the SPD, called for it. At noon, at Mehringplatz in Kreuzberg, several anti-AfD demonstrators tried to overcome police barriers. At that time, about 1,000 demonstrators are said to have been there. And in Mitte, left-wing autonomists also tried to disrupt the demonstration. In Reinhardt and Marienstrasse, respectively, they were surrounded by the police. Unannounced demonstrators also made their way from Gesundbrunnen to Potsdamer Platz in the morning, where police stopped them. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.